Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good evening. We'll be talking about some interesting shalas tonight. Be'ezer Hashem, Yisbach Shemoy. We'll be talking, amongst all the topics, we'll be talking about continued halachas of the candle used for Motzei Shabbos Havdalah. And in particular, we're going to be talking about the electricity shaila. We'll be also talking about if you cannot actually see the light, but you know it's there. And we'll move on then to Simon Reish Tzaditas, which is the halachas of not eating once Nacht comes in on Motzei Shabbos. You're allowed to eat, not allowed to eat. What happens with regards to if you're still in the middle of Shalosh Shudas, in terms of you have made Avdol, you've not made Avdol. So all these halachas will be covered with Simon Reish Tzaditas. But now let us go into Reish Tzadikas in Seif. Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis tells us the following. Ein mevachin al neir shal mesim. You are not allowed to use as a havdalah candle, neir, a candle shal mesim, which was used for mesim, for niftorim. She einoi also loir, because the candles there are not used, loir, to create light. So we're talking about if a candle has been made, is lit there, for whatever the reason may be, but it's not there for light. It's there for the candle in front of a mace. It's there for other reasons, but not for lighting purpose. And since, as we discussed yesterday in greater detail, since it's not there lehoir, it's not there to create a light, therefore you cannot make a brach on that. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, if Kotel Lamed Beis, what is the reason why we have a light in front of a mace? Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis tells us, She'eino also lo yirak, only shemadlikin oisa lichvoit ha-mace. It is in the honor of the mace. Light, ner Hashem ishmas odom, it's there for a purpose which is not to lighten up the room. Therefore, you cannot make a bracha. So if there's a light in front of a mace, don't use that light for Havdalah. If there was a hilkach, therefore, mace, there was a nifter, candle in front of a mace, was taken up by day, and that light was still available by night, you cannot make a brach on that. Because again, this light is not being made, is not lit for lighting purpose, only for covered amaze. Therefore, you cannot use it for the candle on Motzei Shabbos. Again, this is very much in line with what we covered yesterday, that Havdalah needs to be, the light needs to be lit specifically for lighting, for making the room bright. See if you'd gemel summa enu mevarich cholila, a person who is blind, he cannot make the bracha of because he cannot see, he cannot enjoy, he cannot benefit the light, so he can't make a brach on that. Mishabu discusses what about if you can he be moitzi others? If there's other chalila, if the father is blind and he wants to be, and there's other people around in the room and they will have benefit from it, can he make a brach or not? He can't. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Dalet. You learned Kiddushin recently? No? Sifkot Lamed Dalet in Mishnah Berurah tells us, because we require that he has benefit, he has no benefit from the light, until that he's able to recognize between the coins. And this blind person is unable to use the light for distinguishing between the coins. With regards to a blind person, it's not applicable, and he cannot see the difference between the coins, even with the aid of the light. And the Prima Godim leaves it as a question, can he be moitzi others with his bracha? A blind person, since himself is potter, so maybe he's unable to be moitzi others. But perhaps, you could argue that, yes, he is potter, but others can see, and they're having benefit from it, so he can be moitzi. This is only with relating to the bracha boyer meiroeish. Havel shar avdala oimer, but avdala, the other parts of the avdala, certainly a blind person can say the other parts of the avdala. It's only specifically with regards to bracha boyer meiroeish. The Mishnah Berurah seems to leave with the tzorich in. See if you dalet. Hayosh meveis hamedrash. There were men sitting in the beis hamedrash, and they brought a candle. can make a brach for everybody else. So what the scenario we're talking about is that we discussed previously that if there's Havdalah being recited, but there's no candle, so is it a problem or not? Can you do the Havdalah, yes or no, without candle? The answer is yes, you can. You can say Havdalah, you can say the whole Havdalah without having a candle. Like also when there's no psalm, you can still go for it. So, oh, we'll speak about that shortly, Mitzvah. But now we're talking about there's no candle at all, there's no light at all. Then when they made Havdalah, there was no light. So they made Havdalah, and only a couple of hours later, on Motzei Shabbos still, it must be Motzei Shabbos, somebody came along, and there were Yidden sitting and learning in Beis Medrash, and he said, oh, look, I've got the candle over here. Pardon?
No light.
Okay, it was, okay. You know what? The moon was shining strongly. So they were now, the question is, what should you do? Can they make a bracha or not? The answer is yes, they can make a bracha on this candle which was brought in now. Here the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, yes, they can. And you know what? The best way of doing it is if one person makes a bracha for everybody, Mimotzi everybody. Not very different to what we're actually doing on you know, when we're doing the Havdalah, we're actually one person be Mimotzi others. And that's indeed what should be happening now as well. So again, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is, Hayoshim beBeis HaMedrash, they were sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, Ve'eviyu lohem ur, and a candle was brought along. Echad mevarech lekulam, one person should make a bracha for everybody. And Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sifkat Lamed Vav, what's the chiddush over here? That afal gav shetzichin kulam lishtoik, although everybody must be sitting quietly, v'lishmei b'yekosoi, and they're hearing the bracha, v'av v'bittel b'es medesh, and to some extent, there's a bittel Torah here, v'av b'es medesh is going quiet, v'im kain, and therefore you could have argued, it's better if they each make a bracha individually quietly, not to disturb the whole besmedrash, not to make all matzav. Hafiloch, nevertheless, ha'difa, this is better yet, mishum de'beroiv amadras melech. As you know, there's a rule that it is best to always make brachas, they always make the brachas and the mitzvahs collectively, and it's always best to do everything together. So therefore, yes, there's an element of bittel Torah, correct. Yes, there's an element of bittel besmedrash, correct. But nevertheless, you know what, let's make the bracha together, let's make the mitzvah together, let's make Borei Moresh together, and one person be Moitzi everybody else, because Borev Am Hadas Melech is always best. And that's the chiddush of this Shulchan Aruch. Now, Seif Tezvav is a key Seif in Hilchas Havdalah, maybe even the most important Seif. Neir B'Soy Cheiko, if you've got a candle B'Soy Cheiko on your lap, I don't know how you do that without burning yourself. But yes, a person is able to have a neir, a candle B'Soy Cheiko in his lap. How do you do it? You do it just like, I don't know. Panas. A panas is a lantern. Perish klische neusen in boyaner. Schleutig bei. It's like we have to imagine it into a lantern, like a kind of box. Oy besoich as beklari, or it's within a glass. So the point being that it's got either on his lap, oy besoich panas, lantern, oy besoich as beklari, within, hidden behind the window. Now the ruling as follows: can you make Havdalah and make the bracha Borei Moresh in such a scenario? It's in the lantern; it's not accessible. It's within a box; it's behind a window, or it's on your lap, and it's not right within reach. So now the ruling as follows: Roez Hashaleves, if you see the flame, ve'yeinu mishtamesh le'oro, but you cannot actually yeinu mishtamesh, which literally means you cannot, you don't have any usage of it. It's, you can see the flame, but you can't actually access it. It's not within reach. Or alternatively, if you could access it, it's easily accessible. But vice versa, you cannot actually see the flame. You cannot make a bracha. Until you must see the flame, and it must be accessible. So if you've got a scenario that it's not accessible, but you can see the flame, or the other way around, you can see the flame, but it's not accessible, the halacha is you cannot make a bracha. There's two conditions. You need to be roiz shaleves. So if it's in the, if you can see, for instance, the scenario would be that you've got it within a box. You cannot see the flame, but you know it's there. You can't make a bracha. Or similarly also, if it is, for some reason it's behind a dirty window, or it's like a kind of area, it's behind something, and you know it's, you can even maybe feel the warmth, you can maybe even feel it, and you know you can see maybe the flackering on the side, but you cannot actually see the flame. The halacha is you cannot make a bracha on that. And now let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says on this. Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Lamed Zayin, bottom of the page, says, if it was hidden behind your lap. Don't know how you do it without burning yourself. The flame is not seen. You can't even enjoy it. You can't have any benefit from it. And similarly, panas, lantern. It's later added aspeklaria. Although maybe the window may be a clean window, they can't see through it. Nevertheless, it's not considered seeing the flame. With regards to the Boch Boimoresh, it needs to be uncovered. So even if you can see the flame behind the window, it's a problem. Because it needs to be uncovered. It needs to be megula, uncovered. If there's a window in between, there's a glass in between, there's something in between, that is a problem. Okay. Now, pardon?
If you can't get to it, but you can see it. So you're on shore, for example, and it's a big shore. And you can see
yeah, that, the fact that it's a bit distant, that's not a problem.
Why?
It's the fact that it's completely within, if it's behind a barrier, you mean, behind... No, distance is not a problem. The fact that, although having said that, there is an element of the distance as well. Because we learned earlier that Shulchan Aruch tells us explicitly that you need to be able to benefit from it. And if you don't, if it's too far that you can't actually see from it, as we learned previous year, the difference between your nail and your skin, if it doesn't help you sufficiently, then indeed you wouldn't be boch. So now I just want to finish off this Mishneh Berurah because I want to speak about a couple of shailas. From Gnavom Sharachin Mikosu Dafke Panas Shishel Basel, he says that if you've got a metal barrier, Avshish Ben Kamal all these holes, and Rosh Al Heves Lehedya, that would be a problem. Avol Bezpekari Shel Zchuchis, you've got a window, a glass in between, Miki Rosh Al Heves, glass, Mognavom says, may be okay. V'yochel Avor Echaleo, Shebesomach Lo Shuchel Eshtamish Lo Eiro. The Mognavom says that if you've got a glass, that may be okay. When the Shulchan Aruch says, Aspeklari is no good, it's talking about metal with holes inside. That's, according to all the opinions, a problem. But we've got a machlokes as to whether a glass is a problem. Not Mishneh Berurah seems to be mekel. Now, I want to speak maybe initially about. I want to ask two questions and one shaila, which is very interesting, which Och Shulchan raises, and before him, Och Shulchan may be the first one to mention that. Here's a shaila of glasses. Glasses, because if you leave out the Magen Avraham, but if you go literally with the Shulchan Aruch, is that glass is a problem. Glass is a problem, says the Shulchan Aruch. Well, by definition, most glasses have got glasses, most indeed. If not, there's something seriously wrong. Oh, but the Shulchan Aruch says that before the Magen Avraham, he said that the fact that it's that. Look at the words earlier. The afal bishuroyz haur dechas beklaria when you have a sipla, which literally means a glass. Although you can see through the beklaria, mikomokum loy mikizriya mamash. It's not considered reiya. Leinim birkes borem oresh. The binon shi haoyer megulit to be uncovered. So based on that, you could argue that if there's a glass, what is the difference between a glass like this? Yeah, if you have behind that door, you'd have, according to Mishneh Berurah's first opinion, it's a problem. It's a glass. What happens if the glass is static or the glass is on my nose?
Like the Aish, it's whatever is here for the fire. One is so you can actually see it. Without your glasses, you won't see it. You can't see.
Yeah, you see that you can't see without the glasses. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I hear.
What about contact lenses?
Yeah, you could even go that far and say, what about contact lenses? Well, I want to hear the difference between glasses and are we agreeing on the Mishneh Berurah's words, which is a Shulchan Aruch, that aspeklario, because it's not megula, it's covering the fire, it's making a mechitza, you can see through it, but it's making a barrier between us and that. It's a problem, it's considered eno megula, it's uncovered, it's not, it's covered up, as it were, and therefore you can't make a bracha. What is the difference?
Oh,
so fine. So the Och Shulchan, although I know that there are some people who are machmeh, you will see some people who will go like this. Yeah, I've seen people who are machmeh, and you'll find that in And some people are machmir. But it's definitely true to say that it's not nekradin. And I think that the correct wording to answer this question is going to be Reb Shlomo Zalman's approach. And he says, because glasses, I think that the starting point is probably what you are saying, contact lenses, everybody agrees it's not a problem because it's bottled to your goof. It's something which is, it's in a way, it's supporting your body. It's supporting your eyesight. It's supporting your vision. So similarly also glasses, it's not considered a machitz because on the contrary, it's something which is aiding you. It's supporting you to see everything clearer. Therefore, it's not, it's bottled to the goof. That's the word of Reb Shlomo Zalman. It's bottled, it's nullified to your own body, and it's supporting you, and therefore, according to all opinions, according to the straightforward halacha, conventional halacha, it's not a problem at all. You don't have to take your glasses off for Bar Moed. Are you relieved? Yeah, is that good news? Okay, but now I want to ask another question. Having seen Simon Reish Tadiches from beginning to end, I think it's now time to ask, I think Naftali asked the question and others also raised it. What about switching the light on and off in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Bar Moed, of the bracha of Bar Moed by Avdolah? And let us be very specific, it's not theoretic at all. People who find themselves in hospitals, there's a very understandable rule that you can't put fires on in the room. Similarly, also in hotels at times, you literally can't do anything. Can you just switch the light on and off to fulfill the mitzvah of? Why?
Because we said with metal, but with glass, it's accessible, and it's like coals as well.
Is that coals? Yeah.
Why not?
Like Shabbos candles. Right. So you're saying that, yeah, so it's a bit, oh, very good. Oh, Ibrahim Moisa will get to that. Yeah. Any other thoughts about Isai? I'm going to say it again.
If you hold like the Mogul Avraham, that glass is not a problem. Because the Schuch is not a problem.
Yeah, it's going to be taken on the Mogul Avraham.
Added to the fact that's Mamish Lahoy and
Nezul Shah. Very interesting. Very good. Okay. So Rabbeisai, it is well known that the Gadol HaDoer, one of the leading halachic authority between the two world wars, probably the most senior leading authority between the wars was Abraham Oiz Gozhinsky, who was the Achiezer, Shalis Nishuvah's Achiezer. I think it's true to say that it was the Poisek HaDoer in a generation of Gedolim. I mean, him and the Chofetz Chaim together were the leading authorities, and I think Reb Chaim Oizer to a large degree was. So Reb Chaim Oizer, it's well known that he was really the first Poisek to approach and to really discuss and go into great detail of the Shaila of electricity. And he was really, I think, the first person who really took it apart and looked into it, and he was really the first person to paskin that switching a light on is the equivalent of a deraisa. So everything that came later, Reb Chazanish's psak and the basic halach that we've got nowadays, that by switching a light on you open a deraisa by creating electric circuit, and this all really comes from the Beis Medrash of Reb Chaim Oizer, who was the first person to decide that. Whilst it is true to say, and it's important to note that there were some poskim on the very left wing of the spectrum that were debating this, and they were negotiating maybe some of the Rabbanon, what is this exactly, and it was Reb Chaim Oizer came out and he said it's non-negotiable, it's a deraisa, and everybody else went following his psak. Reb Chaim Oizer was very opinionated about this, and he really felt that as long as you're literally creating a circuit, you are creating some warmth within the light, even on the Reiser. And therefore, he was so strongly opinionated that it was well known that Reb Chaim Oizer on a regular Motzei Shabbos would make Havdalah on lights.
Well,
one second. He would make on a Motzei Shabbos, he would I don't know if he had a switch like we've got nowadays, but it must have looked a bit different. That picture is a bit different. But it was that idea of switching on a light, on Motzei Shabbos. And that was, so, and that's what he did. He made a bracha, b'yomei eish, and he switched the light on. He created the electric circuit, and he created the light. There's no doubt, that's what the contemporary poskim say. There's no doubt he had, I don't know if it's fair to say that. I don't like to use the word a political agenda. I don't know if that wording is correct. But there was certainly an element to, as the Gemara says, lehoitzim libon. He wants to prove a point. He wants to make a point. I'm sure he could have easily accessed also a conventional half-dollar candle. It would have been not too difficult. Yes, it was poverty in those generations, but I'm sure he could have accessed a regular candle. So, but he wanted to make a point. He wanted to make a point that you should know that if it's okay for half-dollar, then obviously it's going to be a problem, the guy said, to switch the light on a Shabbos. And it's not the Rabbanon, and it's not negotiable. And that's what Reb Chaim Oizer was very, very strong. So many people took this, I think that it is probably true to say that it's not a lechatchila. Yeah, I think that's probably true to say. I'm not sure. It's probably true to say. But certainly on the many circumstances, it's okay to do bruch on that. I understand that the previous gate store was also held a lechatchila. You can do it, but I'm not 100% sure about that, but that's what I heard. And certainly in terms of hospitals, hotels, etc., one can certainly rely on that. As well, to make a bracha or not, I think that is a sufficient argument to say, Reb Shlomo Zalman argued what you are saying, what Reb Feingold said. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, hold on a sec. We've got over here a Shulchan Aruch, and that says that if you do it in a lantern, it's a problem. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, the Shulchan Aruch we learned now. We said that if it's behind the glass, it's a problem. He says, hold on a sec. It is behind the glass. It is behind the glass.
Creates the ability for, no, this is old light, to work in a vacuum. That light would only work in a vacuum.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't work otherwise, so therefore that was created as part of the
process. And therefore you say that, you understand Bchamer very well, and it's not even if it's behind the glass. So finally, Bchamer Zalman had a problem with it, and therefore he didn't like it so much. He said that, maybe not, maybe yes. He wasn't so sure about it. He had a problem with I want to also point out something which makes it that I really don't know what Abraham Oizer held about it. We had the lechatchila. What's the condition? Lechatchila, it creates fire. It shalavas. It's to be a flame. We learned that, and that's why we need to have two wicks, right? It needs to be shalavas, and we said that shalavas can be fulfilled by having two wicks, right? So that's, it needs to be a flame. And we are creating a flame in this. But how do you have a flame in a light? It's not really a flame. Yeah, so I want to speak about fluorescent LED in a minute. But old-fashioned lights, the bulbs. Are you saying that it is? Because it's two things. It's not really. It's creating one. I don't see why it's a shalheves. I have a problem with it. I have a bit of a problem. It's true that it's not accurate with the Evet. If you've got one candle, that's still okay. But lechatchila should create a shalavas. That was Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud. I don't know why yet. So now, but I want to just mention your point that you are addressing over here. You are saying, what about fluorescent light? So here, I don't think anybody can argue that you're fulfilling the mitzvah in a fluorescent light. Because according to the Chacham Oizer, also it would only be midrabanan. And I don't think it can be yotzer. How about the LED?
A spotlight,
I'm not sure how they work, but LEDs. LEDs, they are cold. LEDs. No, what do you tell her? Definitely not. I agree. So I think there is a strong argument to say that on the LED, or I think I saw the post game say that, LED lights and fluorescent lights, certainly I saw in the post game, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah, never mind the bracha, not bracha, but if a person finds himself cholin in hospital or in hotel, anything like that, even with the avid, you cannot. So what I've seen people doing, also recommending, I've seen it, that people say that if a person knows it's going to be Shabbos in take a torch, it's a very, torch, although now they also LED torches, okay, fine, but the old-fashioned torch, the ones that we used as boys, those torches those certainly you can fulfill a contract with Hamoiz also, is that... Yeah. So that's that. But I must say that there is probably an element. I think nowadays it's. I don't know what Abraham Oizer would do nowadays, because now it's so well established that electricity is the riser, And there's another point nowadays, it's so misleading. Fluorescence, LED, which lights do warm up, which lights do not warm up. So I think there may even be a slight element of, or like keeping away from it altogether. Like not to confuse and not to get into potential brachas devatola. So while Sabcham Oizah had his own reasoning why Dafka to do with electricity, I think nowadays one could argue that this doesn't apply anymore nowadays. On the contrary, one should try to avoid it. Yeah. Cold, because that, you mean in terms of what? It is a fire itself. It's like you could put a paper there, it would start burning. Yeah. Yeah, shall have a chatchila. Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, you're asking on safe test. Gecholim, if you've got coals, haboyer is kol kach. They are so hot. Sheilu machnis kisam benem. If you put a little toothpick in there, who need like would catch fire. Mevorchin, then you can make a broch on that. So you're asking, where's the shalavis? There, where's the flame there? So I don't know if it's lechatchila. I want to argue that perhaps it's not lechatchila, because lechatchila you should have a shalavis. I didn't see this in the poskim, but that's probably what comes out, because shalavis is lechatchila. Yeah, unless you're going to argue it's a shalevis in its own, I doubt it. Yeah. Yeah. So, Rabbi Sibediev, what do you think about light switch? Halach
l'maaseh? Try to avoid. It says in test, in the Mishpoches, it's only when it's made those
points for light. No, yeah, we mentioned that yesterday, yeah. Absolutely, yeah, but that's a different point. No, yeah, if it is lahoy, he's talking about if it is made lahoy, it is made to light up the room.
So the
is it a flame?
The red hot coal is the flame.
It's a flame. Perhaps. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, okay. Okay, to summarize what we learned tonight, we learned about Ner Shel Meisim, which should not be used. It's not made lahoyer. We learned about a blind person, cholela, should not make a brocha. Question about whether it can be motzi others. We learned about a candle being brought in late into the Beis Medrash. We learned one person can be motzi everybody, and that's the best way to go forward. We learned if a candle is between the lap, behind a glass, it's the halacha is if it's not megula, if it's covered up, then you should not make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says if it's glass, there is room to be lenient. We spoke that. If it's very distant, then you cannot distinguish between coins, it would be still a problem. And we spoke extensively about the shaila of electricity, and that leads us that tomorrow Mitzvah will be able to start some Dresh Tzadi test.